Welcome to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. And I want to thank all of you wonderful partners. I mean, we couldn't do what we do if we didn't have partners like you. Here's a partner. Jessica's sister had an exam that came back irregular at the doctor's. After praying with our ministry and waiting a week, the results came back negative. Is that wonderful? Wonderful. So you know you can call us. We don't counsel, but we love to pray. We love to pray for you. And this I want to say, today we have a wonderful guest, but I want Sarah to introduce her.
Yeah, and Mom, this is Becky Dvorak.
Right.
And we've had her a couple times.
Right.
And she's really interesting, encouraging,
right.
And really challenges our faith. One of the things I think that's great about her is she speaks a lot about healing. You might be watching today and maybe you need healing in your body. Maybe you know people who need healing. This would be a really helpful program for you to watch and really dial into, because we know that God does heal. That's actually one of the names of God, is God, our healer. And so no matter what the need is, sometimes we think, well, you know, my healing need is kind of microscopic. Sometimes we think, oh my goodness, that's a really big one, you know, because it seems impossible. But for God, nothing is impossible, Luke 1:37. And so whatever it seems like insurmountable to you or even just too trivial, don't limit God. Don't put any boundaries on God. So put your remote control down, maybe you DVR this, whatever. But I know that God has some really cool things to encourage you in your faith and specifically with healing. So let's hang out together. Let's watch this interview. And I know Holy Spirit is going to speak to you in things that are in your own heart. Maybe obstacles, maybe hindrances for some of the things for healing, so that God can do abundantly above and beyond all that we ask or think.
Are you tired? Are you broken? Do you feel far from God? I want you to know that God is a God of forgiveness. He says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This forgiveness is available to anyone, anywhere, at any time. Does this sound too good to be true? Can you imagine a God who loves you, who sent His Son to die for you, and who wants to welcome you into His kingdom of love? This is God's invitation to you today. He loves you and wants to save you. Call out to Him today. Pray now. Ask Him to be the Lord of your life. He is waiting for you.
Thank you so much for joining today with Marilyn and Sarah. We have a very special guest for you today, Becky Dvorak. Thank you so much.
Love having you.
Thank you for having me again. I love being here.
Really good. And not everybody in our audience is familiar with you. So can you give us kind of a quick bio? And then you have a really cool new book, Waves of Healing Glory. But tell us a little bit of your background first.
I am a healing evangelist, a prophetess, and I travel around the world and I do healing conferences and seminars and healing services. And my whole thing is about telling people about Jesus, training them in the Bible and how to believe, and what does it mean when you believe? What do you say? How do you act? And how do you activate that miracle in your life?
That's really powerful. And you were, for 25 years, you're a missionary in Guatemala, right?
Yes, for 25 years. We've now been in the States, in Arizona now, for almost 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a nice transition back to the U.S. right before COVID.
Yes.
We had 1 year. Yeah.
Nice. So, Becky, you have this book called Waves of Healing Glory. Tell us a little bit what was kind of the motivation for you to write this?
Well, the Lord gave me a vision. It was quite a few years ago, and I saw a map of the United States. And as I'm looking down at this map of the United States, all around the United States, I saw this tsunami wave of healing coming in, and it went and it took over the whole nation. And as the Lord is giving me this vision, He's telling me at the same time, no longer will my people cry out, why not healing here? Because they always say healing in Africa, healing in Latin America, healing wherever else, but never here. And He says, no longer will my people be saying that, because healing will be everywhere. And it's not just, and He said very clearly, no longer will my people have to go running for this meeting here or this meeting there, you know, to small pockets. There no longer will be small pockets of movements of God, but that this is breaking out throughout, not only in the United States, but actually throughout the whole world. But the United States, it's been very dry here, to be honest with you. And He just said, no longer will they say, why not here? And He said that there's strong healing power in these waves of healing glory. And He said, at the same time, there is a strong undercurrent of doubt and unbelief. And He was saying, don't allow the enemy, Satan, to drag you under. He says, ride above the wave. And He says, this is for everyone and anyone that is willing to get wet. And He said, be willing to get wet, you know, with the living water. And He says, don't be afraid of it. It's what you've been waiting for. And He said, in this tsunami wave of healing glory, He said, there is unusual miracles. Well, you know, as a healing evangelist, I've seen a lot of miracles, a lot, and amazing miracles. Or, I mean, twisted bodies just unraveling in minutes. It's just amazing. But it's like, and it's like, people ask me, well, what are unusual miracles? What would you call an unusual miracle?
A miracle.
Well, I mean, you know,
call maybe a limb growing out.
Yeah, and
yeah. I think there's some dramatic miracles.
Mm-hmm. Very dramatic.
And that's what you're referring
to. How about people born with no limbs, all of a sudden everything growing out? But the whole point of it was, this is for all Christians, all Christians to step into this and move in with the healing power. Because it's also part of winning the lost in these last days.
Mm-hmm. And you know, you might be watching right now, and maybe you need healing in your body. We would encourage you to hop on the phone, get on the website. I'd love to pray for you. We know that God does heal. And of course, when you do, grab your copy of Waves of Healing Glory, because there's some really cool principles in here that will challenge you and kind of be some lever points for you to see God do supernatural things, healing in your body, also healing through you. And so when you talk about tsunami, that kind of can be a little disturbing to people, because we have like recalling tsunamis of the past. They were very destructive. So why use the term tsunami?
Well, for one, it's what God said to me, but I see as the power of God coming just in as a tsunami, and it's destroying, just like Jesus said, He came to undo the works of Satan, right? To undo all the evil that He had done. And so it's like His healing power just moving in and destroying the works of the enemy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And which is very destructive.
Mm-hmm.
And it needs to be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
You bet.
Mm-hmm.
You bet.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to step up to the plate and be those healing evangelists.
Mm-hmm.
I tell people mm-hmm. all the time, you mm-hmm. have healing in your hands, whether you stand behind a pulpit or not.
Mm-hmm. This is your book. And I think this is really good to have to read for yourself. But also, you need to get two or three to pass on. And I think that's real important. So I have to tell you, I sit on my porch when it's warm. I live in Colorado. And, you know, people come to me and say, I need healing. And I think, wow, I didn't have to go to them. They came to me. So it's opportunity many times to lead people to Christ as well as see them get healed. So, you know, even on airplanes, I witness to people about healing. And I haven't had anybody say, shut up, I don't want you to talk to me. They've been just the other way. Now, mm-hmm. I know what you're thinking. Well, you're just an old lady. They're trying to be polite. No, I know I'm an old lady, but I also believe they have needs. And this will help meet the need of Jesus in their life. It's awesome. Awesome.
You know, too, and we're going to have a pause in just a little bit. And I want you to be thinking, share an encouraging testimony of healing that you've seen here in America. Because, again, we have this mindset, you know, it's over there, but not here. And so that doubt and unbelief can kind of creep under that, and we have to expose it. But what would you say to a person who struggles with doubt and unbelief as it relates to healing?
I would say to get into the Word of God. Take this book, The Waves of Healing Glory, and with your Bible, look up all the scriptures for yourself and see what God says concerning healing. And the more you build your spirit up in with the healing scriptures and develop a personal relationship, not just being born again, but going beyond that and become intimate with Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the more you begin to trust, because believing is really trusting.
Mm-hmm. And when a person struggles with trust, because sometimes we ask God and we don't always see what we ask come to reality. So then we struggle with trust. How do you navigate that?
I teach people how to believe, what it means when you say you're believing. And there's pitfalls to this. And we need to learn what are those pitfalls or those hindrances. Oftentimes, more than anything, it's our words that we speak. Mm-hmm. And our words and our actions need to line up to what God says, the healing promises. If they don't match, you know, we can say we're believing for healing, and yet out of the other side of our mouth, we're just, you know, moaning and complaining about this pain and that pain, or our actions don't line up at all with believing, well, it doesn't tend to happen. And so we need to learn, and I really believe we can learn how to believe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I definitely think that, because I've seen that in process in my life, mm-hmm. and early in my life, I've seen God heal the sick. I've felt his healing power. I've watched what he's done, and I've watched in other countries, because I'm telling you, if you have a healing meeting overseas, in most countries, and I'm talking about Islamic countries too, people come. Mm-hmm. Because some way, and I don't understand all this, they believe Jesus heals. Now, how they got that message, maybe through television, maybe through books, maybe through witness, it's just wonderful. So I just say this to you. I think healing is the bread of the children. That's what the Bible says. And I don't think you have to say, well, I'm too old to be healed. I'm older than you. And I tell you, I walk in wonderful health and energy, and I know that's God. So get the book. Stay right there. We're not through with you at all.
A tsunami of miracle power and healing glory is coming. Are you prepared? For your gift of $29 or more, we will send you Becky Dvorak's book, The Waves of Healing Glory. In this powerful book, you will learn how to position yourself to catch those waves as they usher in the great harvest of souls and help release God's supernatural power across the earth. This book also features interactive faith assessments, reflection questions, and group discussion exercises. We will also send you Marilyn's Miracle Thinking CD teaching, God's Plan for Abundance mini book, and our Miracle Scripture card. And for your gift of $69 or more, we will include the Spirit-Filled Life Bible. Encounter the power of the Word to walk in the freedom God intended and experience the Holy Spirit in a new way. This Bible includes insight from respected Spirit-Filled scholars, including Marilyn and Sarah. Prepare yourself for the signs, wonders, and miracles Jesus promised. Call or click today.
Hey there, I want to encourage you to download our app on your phone. You're like, really? Serious? Absolutely. We have some amazing things on our app, really convenient for you. We have today's program. We have opportunities to pray for you. We have places for you to give and partner with us. We also have things that will help you know what events are coming up and group tours that you could join, as well as a Bible reading plan, daily Bible reading plan. This app is super relevant, very convenient, and super helpful for your daily living with Jesus.
If you have a passion to reach the lost and are ready to release the anointing of God into your life, then join us today by becoming a partner. When you become a $30 a month partner with Marilyn and Sarah, we'll send you our welcome gift package, which includes the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, our exclusive partner CD set featuring 12 never-before-released teachings, the Majesty coffee table book, and more. Call or click today and help Marilyn and Sarah cover the earth with the word.
Welcome back to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. You won't be sorry that you watch this program, because I'm telling you, the healing power of Jesus is so evident here, and you are going to experience healing. You say, well, I think I'm impossible. Really, then you think the Bible is impossible. I don't think it's impossible at all. So tell us about this wonderful book, The Waves of Healing Glory. How did you get into that?
Well, it's kind of what I do for the Lord, what He's called me to do as a healing evangelist, but through dreams and visions, and how He brought this about through this tsunami wave of healing that's coming, these waves that are coming. And it's about saving people because, you know, He's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. And I always say spot is the sin and wrinkle is the old man. And we have to deal with this stuff and get it off of us. And we need to be healed and made whole ourselves so that we can minister 100% with everything we've got to other people.
Exactly. Exactly. So in your book, you help people to see how they can be a part of this.
Absolutely.
Because they think, oh, well, I don't have the gift of healing. So explain that to us. Because there are a lot of people watching out there. I know what they're saying. Well, I don't have the gift of healing.
Well, you know what? God so wants all people, and I mean all people healed, that, yes, He called certain individuals into to be healing evangelists, like a fivefold behind the pulpit kind of ministry, you know, where you have a ministry title and He sends you out under that anointing. But He so wants everybody healed that what does He say in the Great Commission? If you believe, you, He doesn't say the healing evangelist. He says you, whoever you are, if you believe, you will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. And so I teach people all the time. I say, hold your hands up before you. Come on, do that. Do that. Hold your hands up.
Want me to do it now?
Yes.
Okay, I can do it.
And just repeat it. And to our viewers, say, I have healing.
I have healing.
In my hands.
In my hands.
I have healing. Say it. I have healing.
I have healing.
In my voice.
In my voice.
Why? Because God gives us the power of life and death in our words. So He doesn't leave anybody out of the picture. And so it doesn't matter who you are, what kind of position you think you have or don't have in the body of Christ. You can lay hands on the sick and they will recover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. What would you say to a person who, like, they're intimidated? Because one of the things you talk about in here is fear and death, right? And fear of failure, fear of being embarrassed, fear of whatever, fear of somebody. How do you navigate that fear and death challenge?
Well, I want to share a vision if I can.
Yeah.
That the Lord gave me, and it's part of the visions that He gave me for this, to write this book, and that, and for the times that we're living in. I again saw this map of the United States, and I was looking to the West Coast, and off the shores, just right on the shoreline of the West Coast of the United States, I saw this big, powerful demon stand up out of the waters onto our shores. And he was very muscular. He was huge. He was extremely frightening to look at. And then he reached down and pulled up another demon up out of the water that was even bigger than he was. And as he was pulling him up, he kissed his forehead as he was getting up out of the water. And I heard the words, the kiss of death.
Oh.
And I have found that fear is a forerunner to death. Just like John the Baptist was a forerunner to Jesus, I have found that fear, you know, those fearful reports come, the negative reports of doubt and unbelief come, just this fear. And right after I had that vision, It was the next day where the whole pandemic started being announced throughout all the earth. Hmm. And we saw what that spirit of fear did. It shut down not only the world, but worse yet, it shut down the church. Within 2 weeks, everything was like shut down. And that's how fear works. It partners with death. And you know,
say that again. It partners
with death. Fear partners with death. They go hand in hand. And you'll see it so often. I will see it was the fear of the death report went out first. And then that person latched onto the power of that fear. Because fear is powerful. It's the opposite of belief. And it lines right up with doubt and unbelief, right? And so whatever they say to you, you start believing and you start accepting these negative reports into your body or into the situation, and it wreaks havoc. But we know the scriptures, God has not given us the spirit of fear. Fear is very spiritual, and it's powerful. And if we allow it to have its way in us, it will just open ourselves right up to death. And we can't do that. And we should not do that as Christians. Mm-hmm.
And you tell us what to do with fear in your book, which is really good, because I think a lot of us say, well, how do I get rid of it? Or how do I deal with it? You will love the book, The Waves of Healing Glory, because faith answers fear. And this will help your faith.
The other thing, too, you might be watching and you're struggling with fear in your life. You might be afraid of a bad report from a doctor, afraid of losing your job, afraid of what's going to happen in the future. Maybe you grew up in an environment, a family that accentuated fear. And we would love to pray for you that God had set you free. So hop on the phone, get on the website, because God doesn't want us to be dominated, controlled by fear. And along that line, too, can you share that testimony? You talked about this in the book. With the guy who had the tattoos, the skull tattoos, and kind of the orphan thing with all that. But I think that would be really encouraging to our audience.
One of the waves I talk about in the book that the Lord showed me and that I see happening, you know, during healing services and conferences, and that the move of God just comes in like waves, like the tsunami waves, even in the conferences and that. But this is where it's coming into this world, the different movements, the different waves of God. And one of them is the love of God. There's a tsunami wave of the love of God that is overtaking the earth. And it's going to come in more and more powerful, because tsunami waves, you know, they come and they go, they come and they go. And each time it's just stronger and stronger until, you know, the destructive force just wipes out, in this case, the power of the enemy, right? And so I was ministering at a church in northern Minnesota. This was years ago. And there was a man in his early 20s. And he was every place that you could see, he had skulls all over him. And, you know, and skulls are, you know, that represents the spirit of death. And that spirit of death was all over this young man. And I had been ministering about people, what is an orphaned spirit? Because you don't even have to be orphaned to have an orphaned spirit. And the damage it's doing to so many people. But how this tsunami wave of healing glory that's coming in, it's the love of God that's coming in throughout the whole earth. And I was ministering about the orphaned spirit and the love of God. And when it came time for the, you know, to minister healing to the sick, this man came forward, and I'm telling you, he had skulls everywhere. And he was just sobbing at the altar. Mm. And he says, that's me. And in his situation, he had been abandoned as a young child by both his parents and was in and out of one foster home after another. And he just picked up this very strong spirit of rebellion and just got himself in a lot of trouble, a big mess. But it was the love of God that reached down and grabbed a hold of him. And I talk about this, especially in this book, because healing, It's the dinner bell. It calls in,
exactly.
calls in the lost. Mm-hmm. People get healed and they know God is real.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool. And you know something you might be watching right now, maybe you need to be really baptized in the love of God. Perfect love casts out fear. And we would love to pray for you that you would experience and know that God is integrating you, family. You're not abandoned. You're not left behind. All those lies and deceptions that God comes in with his love and reconciles you as his son, as his daughter. Hop on the phone now. We want to pray for you now.
A tsunami of miracle power and healing glory is coming. Are you prepared? For your gift of $29 or more, we will send you Becky Dvorak's book, The Waves of Healing Glory. In this powerful book, you will learn how to position yourself to catch those waves as they usher in the great harvest of souls and help release God's supernatural power across the earth. This book also features interactive faith assessments, reflection questions, and group discussion exercises. We will also send you Marilyn's Miracle Thinking CD teaching, God's Plan for Abundance mini book, and our Miracle Scripture card. And for your gift of $69 or more, we will include the Spirit-Filled Life Bible. Encounter the power of the Word to walk in the freedom God intended and experience the Holy Spirit in a new way. This Bible includes insight from respected Spirit-Filled scholars, including Marilyn and Sarah. Prepare yourself for the signs, wonders, and miracles Jesus promised. Call or click today.
We're so glad you've watched. And Becky, I know our audience is so encouraged by what you've shared. Would you pray for our audience to really experience these waves?
Amen. Well, right now, we just pray. Let's hold hands as we pray.
Yes.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Holy Spirit, to prepare our hearts to step in completely into these tsunami waves of healing glory that are going throughout the whole earth, even into this Western world that has been dry for so long. Father, you know the death attacks, the fear attacks, everything that's coming against your people. And so right now, we renounce the spirit of death. We release the spirit of life. We take our authority over fear and the wickedness and that it's trying to produce in our lives. And so right now, I just come against this pandemic and the death that it's bringing with it. I renounce it. I release the healing power into your every cell, into every tissue, every system, every organ of your body to be supernaturally cleansed by the healing blood of Jesus, and that your hearts are healed and recreated, your lungs are healed and recreated. In Jesus' name, you be healed and made whole. Amen.
Amen. Well, I want you to say this with me, because I like to say this every day in my confessions. Thanks be to God, who always leads us to triumph in Christ. It didn't say sometime. So that means every day, God wants you and me to triumph in Christ.